Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's January 2013. In 2012, the Internal Revenue Service processed hundreds of millions of tax returns, issued billions in refunds to taxpayers, and provided assistance through its website, over the phone, and face-to-face. A group led by Jim White, a director in GAO's Strategic Issues team, recently reviewed IRS's performance in support of taxpayers during 2012. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Jim to talk about what they found.
How did the IRS do at processing returns and issuing refunds in 2012?
Processing returns for IRS is a huge effort. IRS processed about 142 million returns, issued over 100 million refunds to taxpayers, and they do all this in a period of about 3 months, or they do most of it in a period of about 3 months. There were some glitches early on in the 2012 filing season, but those got smoothed out within a few weeks, and so most of the filing season went fairly smoothly. Most refunds, for example, are issued in less than 21 days, and a fair number are issued in as few as 10 days.
Your team also looked at the services that IRS provides to taxpayers on the phone, on the internet, and as well as in person. Can you talk about what you found in terms of how well the taxpayers were served last year?
Yes. And here, unfortunately, the story is not so positive. IRS has, over the years, made a number of efficiency improvements. They've got an automated call routing system now. Their telephone assisters use better scripts to work with taxpayers on solving their problems. IRS provides a lot of answers now that are automated when people call, so they don't have to wait in line to talk to a human assister. Answers are also provided on IRS's website, again, so people don't have to wait for answers. Despite these kinds of efficiency gains, however, the telephone performance and correspondence performance declined at IRS. And this continues a trend. The fundamental reason for this is that the efficiency gains that IRS has realized and is continuing to realize over time have just not kept up with the increase in the volume of telephone calls and correspondence coming in. IRS received 98 million phone calls in 2012 from taxpayers. To deal with this, IRS needs more of an overall strategy. The approach has been to try to realize efficiency gains. As I said, they've been doing that, but an approach of trying to rely on more of these efficiency gains is doing more of the same. And these trends in declining performance have continued long enough now that we think a different approach, a more drastic approach, is needed. So IRS needs an overall strategy that faces the fact that they haven't been able to keep up with this volume.
You talked about the increased volume in telephone calls, and you have an interesting graphic on the highlights page of this report that shows also the increased popularity of e-filing for taxpayers over the years. What does this mean for taxpayers as well as for IRS?
Electronic filing provides large benefits to taxpayers and also significant cost savings to IRS. So when tax returns are e-filed to IRS rather than filed on paper, it means IRS does not have to transcribe the information off of those tax returns. Over the years, with the tremendous growth in e-filing, over 80% of returns are now e-filed. With that growth in e-filing, IRS has been able to save a substantial amount in processing costs and has been able to free up staff for other purposes.
Finally, for taxpayers looking ahead to a new tax season, what's the bottom line of this report?
I think the lesson for 2013 is, first of all, recognize that at the beginning of 2013, because of the fiscal cliff legislation, there are a number of tax law changes that have taken effect. Some of those changes will affect the 2012 returns that are going to be filed in 2013. Other changes will affect tax year 2013 and therefore returns that will be filed in 2014. Taxpayers need to be aware of the changes. There are clear benefits from electronic filing, so that's another lesson. Finally, try to use IRS's website to get questions answered, and that way you can avoid having to wait in line to get through to a telephone assister at IRS.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.